This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel set to swear in a new government that will send Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the opposition after a record 12 years in office. Sunday's transition comes after a prolonged crisis that sparked four elections in 2 years. Naftali Bennett, the head of a small ultra-nationalist party, will take over as prime minister, but if he wants to keep the job, he will have to maintain an unwieldy coalition of eight parties from the political right, left, and center. They include small Arab factions that is making history by sitting in the ruling coalition. If just one faction bolts, the government would be at risk of collapse. U.S. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts are bidding a symbolic farewell to Afghanistan at their last summit before the U.S.-led organization pulls out into troops from the country for good. The meeting is bound to renew questions about whether NATO's most ambitious operation ever was worth it. With the U.S. leading with the withdrawal, European allies and Canada want to hear more about Biden's thinking. They are concerned about how security will be assured at their embassies along major transport routes and, above all, Kabul's airport. Many observers wonder whether the Afghan government can survive a resurgent Taliban, and some think Kabul's is only a matter of time. European Union negotiators say international talks on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled under the United States or after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with Iran representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital on Sunday. This is VOA News.